For you personally, when you took this job and when you were here for a while, did you have your own, what was your goal, you know what I'm saying, as to what you wanted to do to accomplish in your job? Did you have such a goal?
It's always considered good to work for the UN. Mm-hmm. So I came to, you know, the first idea is I'm going to work for the UN. Mm-hmm. And it is after that that you discover, I mean, it's more the UN than the tribunal. Mm-hmm. Then you get to the tribunal and you see the nature of work and you want to feel you are useful. You want to feel that you've contributed to whatever is happening. You want to think this thing is going to help, maybe prevent this kind of thing from happening. So at some point you feel happy to have been part of it. You try to do whatever you can to do it as best as possible. That's it.
Do you think you did a good job? The job you would like yourself to do, do you think you did that here?
In my capacity as a translator, yes. Because you make it possible for trials to hold. You make it possible for people to understand one another. And you want to think that this helps in making people better, in making bad people fearful.
And that you were part of that.
Yeah. Yes. You're happy to have been, to have contributed, however small. Yeah. Yeah.
Was there a time you did something that you did specially good, you know, that you feel really good about during the course of your, that you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah, but that was not in the tribunal. We had a group.
Yes.
And we used to work with orphans. We used to, one of our colleagues set up a small unit that she gathered widows and orphans, and we would contribute to send them to school. And we sent quite a number of children to school.
Rwandese children?
Yes, yes. We used to.
When you were in Rwanda or when you were here, or both?
Mm-hmm. When we were in Rwanda, we would go to the school, get the school fees, whatever, and then,
Have you followed up and learned some things about
those
children?
We are still doing it, yes.
You're still doing it?
Yes, we are still doing it.
And some of the children, have they done pretty well?
Because we were sent the results, yes.
Oh, good, you sent the results.
They sent us the results of the children.
What is this called? Do you have a name?
No, not really. It is one of our colleagues, she organizes it, and
Who was that colleague? Can you tell me who that was?
I'll have to ask her. Okay. If she says yes, I'll call you and tell you.
Okay. Yeah. And so I'm going to ask another question. Is there something you did that you're not so happy about? Whether it was in a translation or whatever?
No, not really.
I'm not asking you for a confession. You know,
sometimes you make a mistake and you wish it were better,
you know.
It's not coming up now. Maybe if I see that. But no, I don't. Yeah.
I saw the other day, and you weren't doing court work, but I saw the other day where I was watching a trial, and the defense attorney was questioning the defendant, and he asked him a question in English, and the defendant was mostly in French, but there was a translation into French, and the defendant said, I understood what he said in English, and the translation was not correct. Mm-hmm. Nobody argued or said anything, and then the defense lawyer repeated it in English again, and then at that time, then the defendant responded. It was translated again, and then he answered the question. Do those kinds of things, I mean, if you're familiar with, from time to time happen, how do they, what, do you know about how that is worked out?
I'm not here as I haven't worked as an interpreter in this.
I know that, yeah.
Okay, but what I can say is that if you've been to political meetings, you know that whenever somebody makes an error, they make sure it is the interpreter's fault. And interpreters are trained to take that. That is. They are trained to, if somebody is say something that they don't, afterward they feel they shouldn't have said. Mm-hmm. Usually it is the interpreter. Well, he didn't understand what I said. That's not what I meant. So you have a broad back, you take it. I mean, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Sometimes it is right, sometimes it is wrong. Interpreters are human beings. But more often than not, it is not their fault.
Yeah.
But they are trained to take that. It's part of the training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting to know. Yes. You were talking earlier, too, about if you were going to make a suggestion, it was going, one of your suggestions would be that people learn more earlier about the legal information.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's part of your job is to...
Part of your life.
Yes.
I wasn't even talking about interpreters. I've always felt that law should be part of curriculum in schools. Early enough for people to understand the importance of this thing, because it rules our life, whether you like it or not. Unfortunately, the 3/4 of you, the humanity, don't know anything about law. So you make errors, and then you are fined for these errors. And, you know, so I think, like in my country, when you get to secondary school, you learn English, you learn mathematics, and we should have law as well as mathematics. Yes. And this, my impression.
Yes. I don't think anybody asked you this in the interview, when you say my country. I know your country because we've talked before. Tell us what your country is.
I'm a Cameroonian.
Cameroon.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm from Cameroon.
Okay.